The greatest bowler in the history of cricket. Not Murali. No, you bunch of jokes. It's the man. And he's got a book out, No Spin, Shane Warne. We have been reading it for 2 weeks and finally we get to talk to him. Hello, Warney.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Excellent. We have been enjoying this book thoroughly, Warney. What question are you sick of being asked?
I've been asked a few, but I don't. I never get sick of any questions. I'm always happy to answer anything. So you shoot.
Okay, coming off the long run, there was a photo of you entertaining two women with a large inflatable. Who provided the inflatable? Did you bring your own or did they have one?
No, I just rocked up and they sort of had other things with them.
That's a great first question.
Can we hold on, follow up on that question. The Playboy undies, though, did you have six pairs of them or was that just, wow, what a night, you caught me out in the Playboys?
No, well, if you read the book, it'll explain what actually happened in that. And it was a mate of mine and I were walking down Chapel Street. I was about to fly to London that night and we walked past the Playboy shop and there was a couple of girls serving there that were pretty hot. I thought, we better go and have a look. So we walked in there and we thought, well, we better buy something. And on the way out, I actually bought, I think it was a 3-pack of Playboy jocks. Stashed it, got home, stashed it in the suitcase, got to London. And, I was going out that night and I opened the suitcase up and one of the first things I saw the jocks and it happened to be that night. So
what a night.
That was it. So it wasn't something I actually wore around every day.
So, Warney, I mean, based on your life, and you've made the press so many times over the last 20-odd years, do you go looking for stuff that's going to be out there? You're that kind of guy that you just say yes to everything?
No. I try and spend my life trying to keep out of the press. I don't try and get in it, unfortunately.
But women throwing themselves at you, is that stuff that happens a lot?
I'm not sure throwing themselves at me is the right way, but I do okay, I suppose. If that's the, I do okay.
Yeah,
when
you
I'm
do
out
okay. You're not a lonely man.
But Warney, have you checked out, and somebody pointed out to me, Simone, your first and former wife, is doing a lot of yoga in some in yoga outfits. Do you aware of her work recently, and are you worried
you call
about
them yoga outfits? Is that what you call them?
Well, whatever they are.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen her latest work, but I think she's doing pretty well with her yoga.
Terrific. Are you still close?
I mean, you know, we were divorced 13 years ago, which people sometimes tend to forget.
Yeah,
we got divorced in 2005, and I was engaged since then to somebody else. So people still like to go back on that, but that's okay. She's the mother of my children, and we've got a good relationship, and my children and I got a great relationship, so it's fantastic.
Today I was reading a little bit about when you got into the, I think the Nissan Vector, drove to South Australia to
Terry Jenner's house.
To Terry Jenner's house, and he told you to get off the beers and get your life sorted out. Now, it appears to me that you, once you finished cricket, Warney, you got a lot fitter than you ever were during those years.
Yes, where did it all go wrong? Is that the way to
say it?
Come on,
no, it's not,
is that where
it's
it all
not,
went wrong? Or?
No, I'm not saying where did it all go wrong. Yeah, the old classic George Best. But it just seemed that you were very happy and very successful in the body that you had. You didn't really need to change.
Well, I fluctuated a lot when I played. There was times when I was super fit for a few years and then when I got injured, I was too heavy. And so I fluctuated a lot when I played. And then when I finished, I started, I think it was 2009 or 2010, I had a TV show. And I saw some playback on it and went, geez, I've put on a few, if that what so-and-so. So I thought, I better start getting fit. Sort of stayed that way for, you know, the last 7 or 8 years. I've put on a few at the moment, but that's okay. So at the start, from sort of after my first little bit of playing test cricket, from 92 to sort of 98, I was pretty fit. So people only remember the bad years, mate.
Hey, Warney, can I ask a genuine cricket question? Remember that pre-season? There was a pre-Ashes camp, I think it was, where John Buchanan took you out to the bush and there was a lot of whinging and whining. Why did you not like John Buchanan? Because I was reading that chapter the other day. You're not a fan of Buchanan's at all. What was the problem with him?
I suppose he just didn't understand the game of cricket. I thought as a head coach, he tried to reinvent the wheel. And in cricket, I think in all sport, it's about the basics. You do the basics better than the opposition, you're generally going to win. And I think because he didn't really understand the game of cricket, he was trying to reinvent the wheel and do other things that, those silly camps and all that sort of stuff that had nothing to do with cricket. And I'm all for team bonding, but I think with team bonding, you have to let that naturally evolve. You can't force it. And that's in all the teams I've played, the best teams I've played in, it naturally we all got along pretty well. We all respected each other. And we played for each other. And we enjoy each other's company. It had nothing. I always thought if you've got an issue with someone, go to the bar, have a beer, have a drink, whatever you want, and just sort it out. That's how I always sort of worked. And I also think John didn't really like flair. So guys like Mark Waugh and a few others,
yep. He
didn't really like that. He liked blokes to be very disciplined, you know, early to bed and all that sort of stuff. So it just wasn't my cup of tea.
You've always been, you know, what you see is what you get. You've never put on airs and graces, and especially during the tour of the launch of this book, you know, you've been very open and honest with one another. Was there that culture in the team that maybe has disappeared from the Australian team?
I have not close enough to the Australian team at the moment. I suppose at the end of the day, we just want our cricket team to play in the right spirit. We want them to play hard. We want them to play the Australian way, tough and fair. That's all we want them to do, and we want to see them winning. And I think there's a lot of talent in Australia, but I think we're getting away from just the basics of the cricket, and we're worrying about all this other peripheral rubbish. Just get back to start playing some good cricket.
Let me ask you then, in terms of your life, and there are so many stories, both on and off the pitch, in this book. Two-prong question. What are you most proud of from your life, and what are you most ashamed of?
Wow, jeez. Most proud of, I think, I've never pretended to be something I'm not. I've always just been me. And I think the father I've become since I've had children, I'm very proud of the father I am.
Yeah,
I
love good one.
Father. I think the way I've hurt my children is probably the biggest regret I've had in my life is, you know, some of the stuff that I've written in the book was pretty hard to relive.
Have they read it?
Yeah.
And what did they think?
Well, they're proud of it. And, you know, they've written some stuff in the book as well about what they think of me, which was pretty, you know, it was very honest and nice. I've got a great relationship with them. So I think I think being the father I am is the most proudest thing I have done. And I think, as I said, embarrassing my children is some of the things I've done off the field. It was pretty hard to do, and that's probably my biggest regret.
I think you're an ornament to the game in terms of, you know, tough, fair, irreverent and very Australian, Warnie. You've done us proud.
Thank you, mate.
And it's a great read.
No, thank you. The feedback I've had so far from the book is been great. It's been really terrific. And I think at the end of the day, if people buy the book, that's great. If they don't, I'm still proud of the book that I've done. And that's all I could do was do the best book I can. And it seems to be going well. I think it hit number 2 in the UK on the bestsellers list. I think it's number 7 or 8 here in Australia. So hopefully the people are enjoying their read and getting to know a little bit more about me.
Shane Warne, we appreciate your candor this morning too. You do never shy away from a question. It's a really good read, no spin. Are you signing copies today? Dimmick's Queen Street Mall at 10 a.m. and then Dimmick's Chermside from 1:30. So get down there, meet the great Shane Warne. Thank you for your time this morning, Warnie.
Good on you guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.